Dios firmó.
Someone who has a good friend. He's got a good friend where his friend had some spare money. I don't know what such thing called spare money. He's got spare money and it was about, let's say, call it about £100,000. He had spare money and let's call him Reuven, and he went over to, and Shimon knew that you had some money available. So Shimon says, can I borrow this money from you? I'm a very safe investor. I look after myself. I'm a man of means myself. Shimon said, please can I borrow the money that's sitting in your bank? Let me borrow it for a bit of time. I'll borrow it for a year. Reuven says very happily, here's £100,000. This morning, Reuven gets a text message. Nope. What text message comes up this morning? Oh, Hashem, we have campaigns going on, quite a few campaigns. And he gets a text message from the Malva that, please donate to my page. It's a very important cause, it's an amazing cause. Please show your interest, this is a charity, whatever it is, I don't know what it is. Okay. Now, he gets online, and his usual donation, let's call it, is usually £18, maybe £36, if he knows him a bit more, maybe 40, 50. More than 50 is already not the regular donation. Now, being such a good friend of his, you know, he's gone out of his way, lent him £100,000 without any interest, without any problem. He trusts him. He's really friendly with him. £100,000. And now he wants to give £120 a donation on his page. The way it works is that people feel that they, on their page, if people donate to their page, it's, you know, it's a geschmacka feeling. So he wants to give over to his lender this geschmacka feeling that he deserves it. I'm going to give you £180 to your page. What? Now, the money's not going to the actual lender. The money is going to the Moser, the calls. What would you say? Can he go ahead and put £180 onto his page? Yes or no? Sorry? What did he say? So Rebbe mentioned Ribbis Devarim, that Ribbis Devarim, Shukhmel state, in Simukuf Samach Sif Yud Aleph, it says very clearly that not only if you give an item or money is that called ribbis, even if it's ribbis devarim that you speak to him nicely that you never spoke to him before, you've never seen him, you've seen him for 5 years, walking in and out of chakras, and you've never actually had a conversation or said a nice hello, and from now you got your £5,000 from him, ah, good morning, how are you, agashmaka, hello, that is the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly in Sif Yud Aleph there in Simukuf Samach, that it's an issue of ribbis. Ribbis is not limited to money. Okay, sorry? After the period, it could well be it's okay. So it's a paket. And the Devarim, it's an interesting Shulchan Aruch Rav, Red says that after the payment, okay, that gets into the detail. Yes, there is a problem before the period, even though it's going to be paid later. Yeah, so it's an interesting chat. So what would you say to such a shali? Yes, for yes, and it's Lemaisa. And you want to know it's something that's Nagaya today. That was the other Svara, which Rav Simcha mentioned. It's not going to him direct. It's all very nice if all the cover's going to him. But Lemay says it's to support this tzedakah.
On his page.
You're right. Okay, so Lemay says, this giving money to a page, which makes a person feel good, is very mistaba, similar to where a person expresses thanks. Where if a person expresses thanks, is there an issue with expressing a thank you, a very nice thank you to the money? We discussed about saying hello. But if, let's say, someone actually lends you £100,000, and you want to go naturally, you would want to spend a good minute explaining how much you've helped me, this is amazing, this is a game changer for me, I'm a whole different level. You would want to explain with nice nuschois that what level you've put me. It's a funny zach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Oivach got tshuva in the Minchas Shleima to say how he believes it should be okay, because this is a natural way of saying thank you. If it's a normal way of saying it, if you normally say thank you very much for the loan, nothing too excessive, Rav Shlomo Zalman's got a whole tshuva to say how he believes it should be okay. This is a normal way of doing it. He says, Uchmo Kein Amiras Toda. I don't know the word in his. In the Brit called Toda. Okay, if they say Toda, Amira Sada, Eino Elo, Kiilo Hamalva, Master Imaloiva, Shaloye Hei Kofa Toiva. This is just to counteract the Kofa Toiva. Well, watch that. Imagine I come to you and I say, can you lend me £1,000? You can give me £1,000. And then I say, you put £1,000 in my account? And you say, yes. Okay. And then I put it down. It's like Tisha B'Av, you know, you speak to someone, right, how, you know, you're not allowed to say hello, bye. So it gets very stiffy. So whenever I borrow money from you, what's the conversation supposed to look like? Oh, you put money into my account, so I can't say, Kolta. Oh, there you go. Yeah, there is it. Shkoyach v'tzircha. There is such a concept brought down, in it. They all bring down, Pinchas, all bring down such a concept of shkoyach v'tzircha as a way forward. But Shlomo Zalman took the stance, he said, just to say a regular thank you, he says, this is just to get around the Kofa Toiva. The Torah couldn't have asked that. That's what he writes over there. The funny thing is, that at the bottom of the footnote, he says there was a bit of a story with this Tshuva. He says that he was shown the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav clearly says you can't thank someone for a loan. You can't even say thank you. And he said that Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach told a Chochem Echad, a person, a Talmud Chochem, that straight after he wrote this Tshuva, which was printed in the Yarchin in Makul Maria, he knew about the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and although he held Misfara, it should be okay, he told them to change it. And he missed it, and then when they printed the Mincha Shlomo, he told them to print it, Ilbikesh Rabbeinu Lahoysef Advarim, just before it got printed, and he missed it. Vamatik Lahirgesh Bazeh, the person who made the Mincha Shlomo, also he didn't pick up on it, and it was printed before he knew it. They had Stai Rabbeinu Alzeh. And Rav Zalman Oibach was upset about it. Maybe you could say that. Of a sofa michtav kosav that he hopes to be able to change it, and that's why we've changed over here to say that the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes very clearly that even to say a nice thank you would be a problem. Even to say a normal thank you would be an issue. So very good. So there's way forward, like Rav Simcha mentioned, Shkoyach v'tzircha, there is a way forward, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav says black and white, that to say it, to give a nice thank you, even if it's not excessive, just a normal thank you, would be a problem to say thank you to Avor. Back to our case.
Much appreciated.
Much appreciated. Yes, you have to know if it's considered. Yeah, it's not so clear. It sounds very interesting, and Rav Shlomo Zalman picked up on it. Misfara, he thought it's okay. Well, you know, you just want to show you're not covered over. That's what he's doing over here. So what could be the problem? In my service, so that's what he writes in Tshuva. Okay? So if a person did say thank you, so he's got a written Tshuva about it, that says it's okay. The Maisa of Shlomo Zalman said, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes very clearly, it's a problem, it's Muchach and Bis Yosef is a problem. And therefore, back to over here. What's the relevance of
same thing, text message?
Chayra, yeah, the Chayra.
So
yeah, it's interesting. All these interesting points over here. But the Maisa is
after he gave you back.
No, sir. There is a Shulchan Aruch Rav that once he's given the money back already, it could be it's already okay. That would be okay. But back to our case, where this person has borrowed £100,000 from his friend, the halacha is the chayra. He may not give more than the regular donation. He gives a donation of 36, maybe he knows him a bit better. He obviously knew him a bit better anyway, without the Havar. It was Epison, Shbach's friend or something like that. So Oibazoi, he can get away with his £50, which he would anyway give Luli the Havar. Oh, but to give more, because it's like a riddle. When is it also to give Stoker? Like, how could it be a problem to give Stoker? If it's a case where he's showing appreciation, there'll be a problem of Havar. He would have to make a... He's saying he could have to make a Hata Iska to give Stoker on his page. Yeah, we don't get into Hata Iska stump. Yeah, it's not a business deal. But it's interesting, definitely an interesting one. Okay. Yeah. Okay, are we ready for it? Okay, now, giving anonymously, that would be okay. If you wouldn't find out. He would find it, they always know. It comes on the emails, so they wouldn't know. Okay, so you'd have to give to the... You write anonymously. Okay, you'd have to make sure that no one knows about it. So that's the Shaila, we're going to get to that. Now we come to Shaila next week. When is Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is this coming... Is next Shabbos, right? It's Sunday. Which one? This coming Sunday. So now, if you open Chelek Hay, you'll see that how does Shulchan Aruch start off the halachas of Pesach? Shoyalim v'doshin, you start learning the halachas. And the Ramah starts with Hilchos Pesach, that Kimcha de Pischa, there's a minik, a very stark minik, to pay money towards the aniyim in the town, so that she'll be able to have enough money for Seder and for Pesach. Yes, yeah, so Rabbi Yosef always used to make a bit of a joke about it. He used to say, the Ramah,
The Bnei Ashkenaz, how did he start off with the Oni? How did he start with Pesach? Money. Having money, money, money. How do we start? Shailim Vadeshim, he starts off learning. Okay, so he just had a bit of a rap. But end of the day is that the Ramo brings down the minig to give Kimcha the Pesach. And I thought a very nice idea from the Sheilis Yavitz. The Sheilis Yavitz wants to say, the Mishnah Yavitz, he wants to tie now. The Mishnah Yavitz says that giving money for Pesach isn't something just the Indian, you know, just another way of getting money out of people. It's actually a way of bringing yourself to be mekayim the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Don't forget, when it comes to Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah which the Gaon says one of the hardest mitzvahs on Yom Tov is to be mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha. Not easy being with Simcha. So says the Gaon, says the Mishnah Yavetz, by giving money to Aniyim, that makes a person happy. That makes a person comely day Simcha. When he makes a Oni happy, then he himself, then a person, the giver, becomes satisfied. There's actually a person I know, when he made chasna, he matched the chasna happening that night, and he, a person who needs a bit of a hand with finance, and he gave the entire money for the chasna finance, for all the costs of the chasna that night. He told me what waspshah he did it, for himself to feel happy. If he knew that night someone else is having a chasna in Eretz Yisrael, whatever, or local, and he gives money to that chasna, he himself feels in a good spirit. That's the chab. That's what the Mishnah Yavetz is, right? That's posh that you yourself should come to a daraga of simcha, which is very hard to achieve. Simcha on Yom Tov is quite hard to achieve. Therefore, there's a greater inyan which is brought down. Rashi says, "In matzom masamecha shali, ani masamecha shalcha." Right? That Rashi says, "Ata vimcha vitecha avatcha." Four gains four. Rashi says, if you support them, Levi, okay, all those things, then it'll go against that. Okay, now when it comes to Pesach this year, falls on the Motzah Shabbos. Right, the last time Pesach fell on the Motzah Shabbos was how many years ago? 13 years ago, quite a long time ago. Now it's an interesting concept over here. Bedikas Chometz is usually a night before Pesach, which is really Friday night. You can't do Bedikas Chometz. Why can't I do Bedikas Chometz Friday night? Because they haven't got an air. So when do you do Bedikas Chometz? You do it Thursday night. So Bedikas Chometz is a regular Bedikas Chometz. There's nothing too complicated about normal Bedikas Chometz. What you do have on Friday day, there are a Bechoyr with fast. Tanis Bechoyrim. Usually Tanis Bechoyrim is Thursday. Hang on a second. Tanis Bechoyrim Thursday this time. Tanis Bechoyrim is Thursday. It's Thursday. What's Pshat? Because... Yes, usually Tanis Bechayim is Erev Pesach, but here Erev Pesach is Shabbos. Now, once you push it back, you don't push it back to Friday, you push it back to Thursday. What's Pshat? Because Friday, you don't want to fast and come into Shabbos all hungry. If we bring it back to Thursday, so it's actually a halacha. It's a full day Thursday. Now, the thing is, Thursday, this is interesting, you'll be fasting on Thursday.
You make a seum.
Now, the answer is, you make a seum. That we know, that we're not mekabel the Tanis Bechayim. Tanis Bechayim is a zecha that Hashem killed all the Bechorim Mitzrayim, and he saved Klal Yisrael. He saved the Bechor Yisrael. So therefore the Bechorim, and anyone who has a son who is a Bechor, who's young under Bar Mitzvah, needs to fast on Tanis Bechorim, which gets pulled back to a Thursday this year. So now, we're not Mekabal it if there's a Siyum. Right? If a Siyum, even if the person wasn't Messiah himself, but he went to a Siyum, then he is considered the Messiah. Maybe you know the Gaon you mentioned last time, the Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that the word Siyum, think about it, Samach is Gematria how much? 60. How do you spell the Ois Samach? How do you spell the Ois? The letter Samach is spelled Samach Mem Chof. The hidden Oisis of Samach is Mem Chof, which also totals 60. Meaning the hidden people, which are not really the ones who are Messiah, is also 60. Yud, how do you spell Yud? How do you spell the letter Yud? Yud is Yud, Vav, Dalet. Vav, Dalet totals 10, right, which is Yud. And the same thing with Vav, is also Vav. And you've got Mem, is also Mem. So all the hidden parts of Siyum, add that total, the amount of the letters Samach, Yud, Vav, Mem. Says the Gaon, the people which weren't Messiah, but they join with the Siyum, even if they weren't the Messiah Mim themselves, but they join with it, they're the hidden part of it, they're also as if they were Messiah, it's also God in the Siyum. Okay, so we know that we're okay with it, you're joining the Siyum, you're Pata. The question is, a lot of people this year might have to be isolating, might have to stay at home, precautions. So the question is, can they, what's the way forward? Are they going to fast the whole Thursday? What would you suggest? So interesting. Can you do it via Zoom?
We know that we had a whole hack about it, using Zoom when it came to increase the Megillah. We weren't so keen about using Megillah, using Zoom for Megillah. But when it comes to getting around the chiyuv of fasting to times b'chayrim, that would be okay. So you see over here, I found Madanish Shlomo. Madanish Shlomo from Shlomo Zalman Oibach, the art of Shlomo Zalman. There's a maisa with the bocha that was in a place where he couldn't find the siyum. And one year, it was an onus that he wasn't able to come to Yerushalayim. And he asked me to ask from Shlomo Zalman if he can be mitzdarif the siyum by telephone. I don't think they had Zoom in those days. V'asmach ze lecho be'erev Pesach. Yeah? Can he eat on Erev Pesach via hearing a siyum on the telephone? V'sha'alti es moron bozer, and he said b'shaz etzchak. Obviously, he could be mekel, he was okay with it. So you see, when it comes to Tanis B'chayim, it's always that much more kuladik Tanis B'chayim. So it could well be, if a person can arrange the Zoom or telephone, that could be a way forward to pat himself with a Tanis B'chayim. Okay, so that's b'negeh to Tanis B'chayim. Okay, then you've got the Friday morning. Friday morning really is not, it's a, sorry? Now, that's an interesting point. Friday morning, you would expect Friday to be a normal working day. Why do you need to do Sreifas Chometz? By the end of the fourth, by Sofsman Sreifas Chometz, you'll see in the calendar, this year Friday, that will have to burn all the remaining chametz that we found on Thursday night. You're going to question this, that what's going on over here? Sofsman Achila and Sofsman Bio is the next day. That means the next day, 9:27 or something, is when you have to finish eating. And the next day, Shabbos, 10 o'clock, 10 something, is when you need to get rid of all the leftovers. So why on Friday morning do you need to get involved with getting rid of all the other chametz besides for the Shabbos meal? Besides for the Shabbos. Why do you need to do it? Shulchan Aruch says it's only a toy. It's a good thing. Why is it good? It's a good thing to do it. So that other years, you shouldn't confuse. If, let's say, it comes this year, a person that would be a free-for-all Friday, so and you're getting rid of the chametz, let's say, half an hour before Shabbos, you get rid of the chametz. You stand there with a fire at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah? So start Shulchan Aruch, it comes the next year, what did we do last year? 3 o'clock is fine. So Erev Pesach next year, 3 o'clock also okay. So Shulchan Aruch, this year, play the game as well. Do it straight as chometz. Get rid of all the chometz that you found on Thursday night. Get rid of it before 10 something. Set before soft man straight as chometz. On Friday, you've got to make sure to get rid of it.
Can you use that chometz fire now to make a barbecue?
Friday night?
Normally when you burn chometz. No, on Friday afternoon. Normally when you burn chometz, you can't use the fire to do sausages.
Can you use that? Okay, yes, over here it could be better. Because it's not really meikah din. Meikah din, nothing happens. It's just a toiv in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Wow, 9:59. Okay, so it's only a Torah and Shulchan Aruch, but I'm going to have to go, we've got a lot to get through. Okay, Mr. Shem tomorrow, it's good.